Now, we're going to be thinking this morning about a man called Zacchaeus. Anyone ever heard of Zacchaeus before? No, not many. Anyone know anything about Zacchaeus, of those who heard? Was he a tall man? He was a short man. He was a very short man. And what did Zacchaeus want to do? Anyone know? Who did he want to see? Jesus. Exactly. He wanted to see Jesus. Zacchaeus was a really, really small man, and he wanted to see Jesus, and he couldn't see Jesus, so anyone know what he had to do? Climb a tree, indeed. That's what it is. We're going to be thinking a little bit about that, of why he wanted to climb the tree and what happened next after he climbed the tree to see Jesus. But I'm going to read the story now. Do you want to hear the story? Would you like to hear it? We're going to think about it a little bit later. Here, let me read it for you. It's in Luke chapter 19 and verses 1 to 10. It says this: Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. If I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." So Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus and Jesus became friends. And Zacchaeus became friends with Jesus. How amazing is that? Now, if I was to say to you the word friend, who would you think of? You got someone? Who would you think of? Who would you think of? Which friend?
Olivia.
Oh, your best friend. It's great to have a best friend, isn't it? What about you, Tom? Who would you think of?
Jamie.
Yeah. Everyone got someone in their mind. Everyone got a friend in their mind. It's great, isn't it? Have a friend. Do you want to see some of my friends? Yeah? Yeah? Here we go. Here's my best friend. We get on well. You know? We like hanging out together. We're good friends. Do you want to see some more friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't got many more. But I managed to get a few for this. Here we go. No one knows. But they're thinking, why are they wearing that? Do they just dress like this normally? No, they were going to a 70s gig. This is my friends Phil and Katie and their little daughters, Lottie and Lily. They're good friends of mine. I've known them for a number of years now. They're really good friends. I like hanging out with them as well. Do you want to see another friend? Yeah. Another friend of mine. We've been hanging out a lot this last week. We've even been sharing a chalet. It's taken our friendship to a whole new level. It's been special. We've enjoyed it. Having breakfast together and all that. It's been great. Friends, it's great, isn't it? Now, the thing is, how do you choose your friends? How do you choose... Well, can I have to leave it on that one? Because otherwise there's a picture of Graham for the next 5 minutes. No bad thing. But how do you choose your friends? Are they people who don't like us?
No.
No, there are often people who like us. They're similar to us, aren't they? Okay, are they people who make us sad?
Yeah.
No, they're generally people who make us happy, aren't they? Are they people who try to hurt us? No, they're people who normally love us and care for us, aren't they? People who want to get on with us. So you would not normally choose a friend who did not like us. Is that right? But this morning we're going to see Jesus We're going to see who Jesus invites to be his friend. And they're not the people we might naturally expect him to choose. In fact, the people around Jesus at the time often thought that Jesus chose the wrong people to be his friends. People used to think, you're not quite choosing your friends well enough, Jesus. Why would you want to be friends with them? Zacchaeus was such a man. Now, Zacchaeus did not have many friends. There's a chance for you to go, this is how it works. Now, Zacchaeus did not have many friends. That's right. It's very sad. No friends whatsoever. And you're probably wondering why. Yes, I am. Was it because he was so short? No, that would be a little bit of a silly reason to not be his friend, wouldn't it? Was it because his name was quite hard to say and spell, so you didn't want to write him a Christmas card? No, that would be not good either. I mean, even though he was short, even though he had a funny name, that wasn't the reason. No, the reason people did not like Zacchaeus was because he stole their money. And in Luke chapter 19, verse 2, this verse here, we read three things about Zacchaeus. Let me read it to you. A man was there, that is, in Jericho, where Jesus was about to go, by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. So what three things do we learn about Zacchaeus from there? What do we learn? Firstly, you wouldn't like someone who steals his money. I'm with you. We're all there. We're going to see that in a minute. We're going to see why people didn't like him even more so. But thank you. You're right. Yeah. So what three things do we learn about Zacchaeus? His name is Zacchaeus. First one. He was a chief tax collector. And he was wealthy. That's right. Exactly. Now, we see, I put the top things. His name is Zacchaeus. And it was a Jewish name. Okay, so not only do we learn his name, but we discover that he was Jewish. Okay, that's going to be important. We're going to need to keep that in mind. Okay, he's Jewish. He's also the chief tax collector, and he's very wealthy. You see, Zacchaeus collected taxes. Taxes were the things he had to pay the Roman king, but Zacchaeus took more than he was supposed to. So he would take the tax. He would say, hey, you owe the king £10, and he would then give the king only actually asked for £7, and he would give the king £7, and then he would keep £3 to himself. And the poor person had to pay £10. Does that sound good? No. And he kept that extra money, and he made himself very, very rich. And what was worse, he was taking his money from his own people. I mean, he was a Jew, and he was stealing money from his own people. And he was giving it to the Romans as well, and they didn't like the Romans. The Jews hated the Romans. So not only was he stealing, but he was working for the Romans, who were the enemy. So people really didn't like him. And everyone knew what he was up to. Everyone. And it made them really, really cross, like Brendan. And it made them really, really grumpy. They didn't like Zacchaeus one bit, would you? Anyone here like Zacchaeus? No one here would like Zacchaeus. And you know what? They made sure he knew they didn't like him. So they avoided him. You know, so if he was walking down the street, they would be on the other side of the street and they would be like pretending not to see him. I mean, it wasn't hard. He was small. But, you know, they would make sure he knew they didn't like him. They wouldn't invite him round to their house for tea. Never. They would never invite him to play games with them in the playground. He would have been the guy sitting on his own, collecting all his money in the playground. No one liked him. Anyway, one day, huge crowd gather by the road. Why is a huge crowd gathering? Easy question. Jesus is coming. Absolutely. Jesus is coming to town. Bit like, you know, when the Queen comes to an area. What happens? Everyone gets to the crowd, don't they? Everyone sits there and they wave their flags. Queenie. And try and give her flowers. And that's what it was like. All the crowds were there along the side of the road. Wow, Jesus is coming. Wow. And of course, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus at all. But Zacchaeus was small. He's not very tall. And the people of Jericho were not about to let him, a short little thief, elbow his way to the front of the crowd. So there's poor old Zacchaeus Crowd in front of him. Imagine lots of big, tall people here. Big, tall people. Here's Zacchaeus. Small man, he's doing this. Trying to get to see Jesus. Now, you can't keep hopping for very long, can you? You get quite tired. So the poor bloke can't see Jesus at all. And he can't get through because everyone's going, it's Zacchaeus, don't like him, don't like him, get away. It's Zacchaeus, move him along, move along. Come on. It's Zacchaeus. No one wanted to see him. They didn't like him. And you know what he did? He wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed a sycamore tree. Now, sycamore trees are brilliant trees, okay? They're a bit like, they're probably equivalent to our oak trees, okay? So they've got big, big, long branches, okay? Big, 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 long branches this way, that way. Really big, long branches. And Zacchaeus climbs it. And he kind of scurries out along the branch. And he's there. Now he has the perfect view. He can see up and down the road. He can see up and down. And he can see all the people, all the crowd cheering for Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. And the crowd are shouting, Jesus, come to our house for tea. Jesus, Jesus, come to my house. Jesus, Jesus. And Zacchaeus is watching it all. And Jesus is coming down the road. And Jesus is coming. And he's coming. And he's come. Jesus has stopped underneath me. Jesus is looking up. Zacchaeus sees Jesus. Jesus sees Zacchaeus. Oh no, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And as they look at each other, and their eyes meet. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today. My house. I mean, Zacchaeus nearly fell out of this really big tree. And it was a long way down and he's only a very short man. Jesus wants to come to his house. No one ever wanted to come to his house. I mean, no one even wanted to go near his house, let alone come inside his house. I mean, he was an outsider. No one wanted to be his friend. And of course, going back to someone's house for tea, what are you saying? You're saying, I want to be your friend. Isn't that what happens at school? What happens after school? Who do you invite round to have to your house for tea and to play? Your enemies? Your friends. That's right. You invite your friends around. So here's Jesus saying, I want to go, Zacchaeus, to your house. I want to be your friend. And all the people see this. And they heard what Jesus said. And do you think, hey, they are, do you think they're going to be happy? Do you think they're thinking, yeah, Jesus is going to Zacchaeus' house, yeah. What do you think? No, they're not. It made them even crosser and grumpier than usual. So they started mumbling and murmuring and muttering. You know, why is Jesus being kind to this bloke, this sinner? I mean, doesn't Jesus know about him? Doesn't Jesus know that he steals money? Doesn't Jesus know that he's not a very nice guy? I mean, why does Jesus want to be friends with him? Why is Jesus going to his house and not my house? I mean, surely we're the good ones. I mean, we're the ones who don't steal. Surely we should be the ones who be friends with Jesus. Surely we should be the ones whose house Jesus comes to for tea. And everyone's thinking, Jesus' choice of friends was not very good. He's kind of friends with sinners. Well, Zacchaeus, not a very tall man, scrambles down and he takes Jesus to his house. And he's in a hurry. He's kind of thinking, as he walks along, he's thinking, will Jesus change his mind? I mean, perhaps Jesus hasn't heard about him. Perhaps Jesus didn't know how he'd been stealing. That's why he'd come into his house. Perhaps Jesus doesn't know how no one liked him and how the whole town hated him. Perhaps Jesus doesn't know that he doesn't have any friends. Jesus knew. Jesus knew all about Zacchaeus. Jesus knew all about his stealing. Jesus knew about everything. And Jesus still loved him. And before Jesus, Zacchaeus in his house with Jesus, Zacchaeus is ashamed. He goes pale, he goes white, and he knows that he's done wrong. Lord, he says, what I've done is wrong. But now I want to do the right thing. Now I want to start living and following you, Jesus. Now I want to do what is right. I'm going to give the money back to everyone. Everyone that I've stolen, I'm going to give four times back what I've stolen. I'm going to start doing what is right. And that's just what Zacchaeus did. And as Jesus heard him, you can imagine it, can't you? Jesus smiled And he looked at Zacchaeus and he said, "My friend." No one's ever called Zacchaeus that for years. "My friend, today God has rescued you. Today salvation has come to this house." Jesus loved Zacchaeus when nobody else did. Jesus was Zacchaeus' friend, even when no one else was. And do you know why? Do you know why? Because Jesus is the friend of sinners. Jesus is the friend of sinners. Jesus loves sinners. See, even though Zacchaeus hadn't done what pleased God, even though Zacchaeus had disobeyed God, rejected God, not done what God had asked, he had sinned, Jesus loved him. Just as he loves us. In fact, Jesus says that's the whole reason that he came into this world. Just have a look at the very last line of our story if you've got a Bible in front of you. Verse 10. Jesus says this. He says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." And it's why Jesus had to go to Zacchaeus' house. Jesus said, verse 5, remember? He says, I must, Zacchaeus, stay at your house today. Why? To show everyone that he had come to seek and save the lost, that he had come for sinners. See, Jesus had not come for those who think they're good enough. He had not come for those who think they are not sinners, who don't think they're lost, who don't think they need saving. Jesus has come for those who are sinful, who know they need saving, for those who know they're not living as God would have them, for those who know they've disobeyed and rejected God. See, do you remember the crowd? The crowd were all sitting there going, "Oh, why is he going to his house? Why is he going to his house? Surely he should come to our house. We're the good ones." See, the crowds thought they're good enough. They think they're not sinners. If you were to say to one of those crowds, standing there going, "Have you seen Zacchaeus? Have you seen Zacchaeus?" And you said to them, "Hey, who's a sinner? Who do you think they'd have pointed to? Would they have gone, me? Who would they have pointed to?" Zacchaeus, exactly. They'd have gone, "Him. He's the sinner. Not me. Him." They thought they were okay. They thought they were good enough to be friends with Jesus. Hey, they'd not stolen. They'd not taken any money. They were doing loads of good things. Do you know what? They probably went to church. They believed there was a God. They kind of helped people when they could. They did some of the things that God has said. They thought, do you know what? Generally, we're good. We do well at school. We obey our parents sometimes. They thought, yeah, you know what? We're pretty good people. We're not sinners. We're kind of good enough to get to heaven. And because they're good, they thought, well, Jesus should be friends with us. He should be at their house. See, they could not see that actually they were sinners. They were lost. They were those in need. And the Bible says, in fact, none of us, not one of us, is good enough to be friends with Jesus. And the crowd needed to know that. And we need to know that. We need to see that actually we're sinners. We're those who have rejected God. We've disobeyed God. Because only when we see that, only when we see that we're lost, only when we see that, can we be friends with Jesus. Because Jesus has come to be friends with sinners. And Zacchaeus knew he was a sinner. See, Zacchaeus wasn't sitting in that tree, looking down that road, thinking for a minute that Jesus was going to come to his house. He just thought that Jesus would kind of walk on past, just ignore him like everyone else ignores him. I mean, what would Jesus want to do with him? I mean, he knew he was a bad guy. He knew he was stealing, but, you know, he was getting wealthy, so he didn't care. He thought he would have nothing to do with Jesus. People like him. But Jesus had come to be friends with sinners. To be friends with people like Zacchaeus, to be friends with people who know they're sinners. He'd come for those who are lost. For those who know they're not friends with God, who know they can't ever do anything to be good enough to be friends with God. Jesus came to seek and save sinners. And Jesus, in his friendship, will die for sinners. He'll die to bear the punishment that we deserve, that Zacchaeus deserved for rejecting and disobeying God. He'll love sinners so much, he'll die, that they'll never have to face God's anger for their sin. But you see, if you think you're good enough, you think you're one of the crowd, if you think you're okay, well, you won't want to be friends with Jesus. You won't see, or you won't think you need Jesus to die for you. You won't think that Jesus needs to take your punishment because you think you're good enough. But if you know, like Zacchaeus, you're a sinner, then you're going to be very happy to have Jesus as your friend, to let Jesus die for you, because you know you're not good enough, that you can't be good enough to be friends with God and to enjoy eternity in heaven with him unless you're friends with Jesus. And you know what's amazing, lastly? It's all a free gift. It's all a free gift. I mean, Zacchaeus was a big sinner. He stole, he cheated, he lied. I mean, why would Jesus love him? I mean, did Zacchaeus say, I will be a better person? And so that is why Jesus wanted to be his friends and come to his house. Had Zacchaeus done loads of good things? And so that was now why Jesus wanted to be his friend. No, it was entirely the other way around, wasn't it? Even when no one else wanted to have anything to do with Zacchaeus, even before Zacchaeus had mended his ways, Jesus was his friend. Jesus accepted him and loved him and went to his house. It was Jesus who went and found Zacchaeus. It was Jesus who invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. It was not the other way around. Zacchaeus didn't have to do anything to make Jesus love him, and neither do we. Because you see, God's love is a free gift. We can't earn it. We can't deserve it. We can't pay for it. We just need open hands and receive it. We just need to say, thank you, Jesus. But by receiving it, it will mean that our lives change. I mean, look what happened to Zacchaeus. What did he do when Jesus came to his house? What did he stand up and say to Jesus? Did he say, Jesus, I'm going to carry on stealing? No. What did he say? What was he going to do with all his money? Give it four times away. That's right. When he paid people four times this amount. Anyone he cheated, he paid back. Gave half of his possessions away. He sought to put right what he had done wrong. And we call that repentance. If we're truly sorry for the things that we have done wrong, then we'll seek to put them right. To stop behaving wrongly and start doing right. But remember which way it happened. Jesus came to him first, then he repented. He did nothing to save himself. It was a free gift. Here's the question then. Jesus is friends of sinners, and his gift of salvation is free. Do you need to receive it this morning? Not just children, adults. Do you need to say, please, Jesus, be my friend? Jesus, for the first time today, I see that I am a sinner and I need forgiving and I need you to be my friend. Do you see that for the first time today? It suddenly all clicked. Maybe you've been part of the church for years. Maybe you've been coming along for years. You've heard it. But today you suddenly see, actually, I need Jesus to be my friend. To be the one who dies for me. And you're not too young. And you're not too old. And you can't be too bad, and it's never too late. Do you need to receive it? Do you need to say, Jesus, please be my friend? And the other question is, if you're following Jesus and you love him, are you friend of sinners? Are you one who, like Jesus, seeks to go and tell the lost, who seeks to share the good news? So that those who are sinners might find a Saviour who can save them. Over 10,000 people lost their lives in the Philippines this last weekend. And rightly we see that and we are deeply felt, sorrowed. And we get it. And we think that's a tragedy, and it is. And it's horrendous. 10,000 people lost their life. There are over 40,000 people in Hayward's Heath of which most of them are going to spend an eternity in a place that none of us would ever want to be part of. 40,000 people who are going to die eternally. 40,000 people who do not know a Saviour. Are you a friend of sinners? Are you a friend of those around you? Paul writes in 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It'd be great to learn that this week. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Kids, why don't you learn it this week? This week, over lunch, say to mum and dad, say, let's learn that memory verse, 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It's easy, isn't it? Do you think you can say it now? So put it away. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If I put it away, if I take it away, do you think we can still say it? Ready? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Do you need to ask Jesus to be your friend? Are you a friend of sinners?